Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and we have such an exciting show for you tonight because Sherry Edwards is joining us. Now, Sherry's been accused of being too scientific by some, too esoteric by others. In actuality, she's the bridge between both fields of inquiry. Sherry is acknowledged pioneer in the emerging field of vocal profiling, which uses bioacoustic biology. She has for so many years provided the leading edge research to show the frequencies of the voice can be used to create a holographic representation of health and wellness. Now, her research has caught the attention of even large pharmaceutical houses, government agencies, alternative health providers, and those who wish to create a better future. Recently, or not so recently, in the 2000s anyway, in 2002, AT&T declared that bioacoustics is the medicine of the future, and they named her Scientist of the Year. Now, from birth to death, we use sound to express our needs and emotions, and there are additional layers of information hidden within the words. In modern times, we possess only limited conscious awareness to this information for ourselves or as a means to interpret the intentions of others. Now, vocal profiling has the ability to let us know the intentions of our leaders, the motivations of our partners, the foundations of our sense of well-being. Would those abilities be of value in the struggle to attain dominion over our intrinsic right to personal freedoms? Imagine a future in which the individual frequency-based biomarkers contained within the voice can be used to keep us and our world healthy and emotionally balanced. Now, you know, I love to do everybody's names, and Sherry's name indicates that she's incredibly an independent thinker and a natural nurturer and capable of being the CEO. She loves her freedom, and she'll have autonomy in her actions even if she isn't the chief boss. And Sherry's name says that she loves her private time and her alone time. She probably got too much of it, or other times not enough of it, you know, if too many people are making demands, but those private times are very important for her. She happens to be an incredibly hard worker and very likable. All of that is in her name. I am just thrilled that she's here with us tonight. Welcome, Sherry, to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you. Very kind words of introduction.
Always. I mean, I just love it when you get to come on my shows.
And we have some exciting things to talk about in blending what you do and what I do. And we have some new research that I think everybody at the station will be very interested in.
Well, we're ready. If you just want to tell us about what you're doing new, and then I would like to be able to name some names and compare them and see what your bioacoustics came up with, who's telling the truth and who's not.
Well, one of the things that we're doing today is some experiments with CBD, and we will translate that over to marijuana as soon as we get the CBD stuff, because we are bringing people in with pain and giving them different formulas of CBD to take care of their pain that even medication's not been able to alleviate. And we have found four frequencies that will do the same as CBD, only it's just almost instantly. That'll take away nerve pain, bone pain, joint pain. It's exciting to get to do this. There are so many people who need the CBD for pain. And in Ohio, you have to have a $400 license to buy CBD, which I think is just ridiculous. $400 a license to buy a product that's a pain reliever. So we're hoping that some of what we do can help people do this without having to jump through government hoops, and also not, it doesn't cost as much.
Well, the other nice thing is we don't know yet if there's any repercussions or side effects of CBD. I mean, they tell us it's safe, but we don't really know, you know, that because there hasn't been long-term studies. And if you're using frequencies, then there's no negative side effects. It's not even possible.
Well, the body won't like it, and so you watch your monitors, and you'll have to turn it off. But one of the exciting things about it is we found that the formulas for CBD are the same as for progesterone, which is for women, well, it's women and men both, but it's a natural hormone. And it depends on how open your receptors are to progesterone, how much effect you're going to get from the CBDs. And it even has some of the same side effects when we give people the sound. Sometimes when they turn it off, they get very hungry, like they're coming down off marijuana.
Oh, that's funny. Well, we have some callers that would like to call in and get to experience what you do, and that would be good for our listeners so they can get that reaction and everything, which will help us as we go into comparing different political names that I have for you. So our
I can answer questions, but I am not set up to listen to people's voices. If I hear it, I'll check it out and do it, but I don't have my equipment set up.
Okay. Well, and you will tell them how to get that on your website later. Okay.
Yes.
Vita F from Toronto. Vita, you are on
Hello.
The air. Hi, Vita. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Do you have a question for Sherry?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for a question. but because I just thought that we would be talking and she would be able to hear my voice. And we would sort of kind of take it from there. So
I see. I hear some issues from you in dealing with liver and possibly a fatty liver and not being able to deal with fluffing adipose tissue, fat tissue out of the body. Is that something you're experiencing?
Not really, no.
Okay. Would you even be aware if you had a fatty liver, Vita?
I would, yeah, because I do take blood tests all the time. They say I have a little bit of it, but nothing to be concerned about. So you're thinking that there is something there?
I'd like to look at your voice and verify it and look at it and see what's going on.
Yeah, how could we do that?
You can go on our website, Sound Health Portal, and you can click on Bio Diet, and they will give you a report. You talk to them for 30 seconds. It's a computer, it's not a human. And they will give you a report back about what is going on. And I'll look at
what it. What is it called?
Okay,
Sound Health Portal.
.com. And then you're going to go on Bio Diet.
Two people were talking. I couldn't hear.
Yeah, it was like an echo. Sound as in S-O-U-N-D.
Yes. Correct.
After, what comes after sound?
Health.
Health, and then
portal.
Okay, sound. Portal. Okay, sound, health, portal.
.com. And it's a public workstation that you can go in and test your voice. And it's free.
All right.
It's under campaigns, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But I do have an issue that I'm dealing with, which is more, acidic issues. Do you hear anything like that? Pick up anything like that?
That's one of the things. Three things that bioacoustics can't do. One of them is pH, one of them is blood count, and one of them is blood type. And this would be digestive, but I just don't hear it. I hear the things with your liver, which is the note of D, and it's either blue or orange.
Mm-hmm. Is it something serious or something that can be, you know, taken care of?
Well, whatever is in your voice is important, but what you do about it is more important.
Absolutely. Okay, I will do something about it right away.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Vita. By the way, in your name, okay, because that's how I look at names, it also says that your weakest link in your body is your liver, because
only
the weakest link shows up. And so I always think if you take care of the weakest link, then the rest is doing pretty well. So, again, I would look at that.
Well, we could go back and look at it because it makes all your digestive enzymes and your hormones. So they're all, it's all connected, and that may be the symptom that she's showing, even though we could kick it back to the liver as a root cause.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Vita. Please make sure you go to soundhealthportal.com and then to the Bio Diet, because it's one of her campaigns. For all of you guys that don't have something to write on and you're driving or you're listening and doing something else at the same time, like dishes or something, know that how to contact our guest and what their websites are and anything that they mention on air that you would want to go to, I always put it on my website. All you have to do is go to today's date. It'll tell you that our guest is Sherry Edwards. You click on it and it'll give you everything you need and everything that you could possibly want about Sherry so that you can find her on your own. Okay? So especially if you don't know how to spell something, it's all there for you. Okay. Darla, you are on air. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
I just called to see if she could find out something about my voice, but I take it that I need to call that website to find out what to do unless she can pick up a little something.
Have them look at your nerves.
Okay.
Because you have a lot of a note that deals with nerves in your voice.
Okay.
I can't pick it up exactly what it is, but that's where I'd go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I'm feeling also there is a great love of humanity, not necessarily one person at a time, but there's a lot more to you than anybody around you realizes, and how you care about people and humanity and the right thing for the spirit of people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Sherry, have you found that nerves represent communication skills, or is there a connection in your work between those two?
Absolutely. When you look at the brain as the central processing unit, and then all the neural networks, those are all nerves and connectors and signaling to the parts of the body. And I think the body's a representation of what is going on around in your world. So, yes. I just think as above, kind of so below. So we have these tiny signaling networks in the inside of the body that allows you to be sensitive, and especially if you have high adrenal cyclase, and we can test for that. And it's the people who are very psychic have a lot of adrenal cyclase.
Do I have that?
It feels like it. From your your voice, but you're not trusting it enough. You trust it here, then you drop off, and you trust it, and you drop off.
Right. I think I'm afraid of it.
Well, something's kind of holding you back and sucking you back into some old junk that really isn't your stuff. You are meant to fly and help a lot of people.
Okay, now, according to your name, Darla, it's not that you're afraid of it. You're afraid of other people's judgment of you doing it.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Very well said.
Well, okay. Thank you both very much. I was sure you were going to say to start singing opera, but...
Anyway,
thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. You know, trust
bye-bye.
Everything goes well for you. We're going to take one
bye-bye.
More, and then I'm going to go into questions also for Sherry. Remember, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. The number is 888-627-6008. Amy from California.
Wow. Sherry Edwards, I have heard you for several years ago on the Power Hour. So I'm really honored that you're on the show today. This is great. Hey, I have guilt, shame, and fear issues in life. And it's just like so chronic and even current. And I always want to do the right thing. And then I'm in fear right now. And I want to know what you pick up on, what I could do for that.
Well, the notes I hear are orange and yellow. And orange is represented by Gemini and yellow by Leo. So there's a fight there in you want to give to people, you want people to give to you, and it's not an equal sharing. This program that I'm that we've created to use this, this is another one that we're dealing with, a personality, and that's also on the Sound Health Portal. And it's free. It's right on the front page. So you can talk to it. It doesn't keep your words. It just keeps the sound of your voice. So you can tell it all your secrets. It'll give you back a reading. I think it's almost instantly, but it'll never tell your secrets.
Okay. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's like, ooh.
There's a little bit of oxygen deprivation at cells, and sometimes it sparks allergies that don't seem to come from anywhere.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, that's really interesting on oxygen deprivation. How do you figure that one out, Sherry?
It's from all the things that cause hypoxia, or the body's ability to use oxygen through the Krebs cycle of the body, how the body absorbs oxygen and uses it to light the fire. You know, in any fire, you have to have oxygen. So we're looking at ATP and ADP. I don't know if this one is on the portal this month or not, but if you happen to catch it when there's methylation or Krebs cycle, then you can go ahead and look at how your body's dealing with oxygen.
See, now, to me, a lot of that, because I don't have that scientific background, just a mathematic one, some of those terms kind of go over my head. So can we re-say some of that in, I want to say, a layman's language?
Well, there's a very neat story about layman's language ATP. It's also the frequency of white light. And it comes together when the sperm and the egg join. And it's the first biochemical that the new little zygote begins to make. And it's white light. And when you die, most of that ATP is in your eyeball. And it implodes. And that's why we see white light. But the other personal story about it is when my son was conceived, I knew almost to the second because the whole room filled with white light. And I found that an amazing journey with it. So if we say that when you breathe, you take in oxygen in through your throat and down into your bronchial tubes and into your lungs. And that has to be absorbed by the lungs and carried in the blood to other parts of the body. And if there's any of that piece that's a problem, like if somebody is a snorer, there is a problem with the ability of the blood to take on the ATP and the oxygen and give off the carbon dioxide. Because without the carbon dioxide, your throat collapses and you snore. And that's one way you can tell there's an oxygen issue. That's not her case. Her case is being exposed to some kind of allergen from an environmental perspective. And it's off and on with her. So as the oxygen comes into the lungs, it blends with the blood and the lungs and the heart and the iron, and that's all of those chemicals that happen to this miracle that we call a body, and it keeps breathing. So it's just the biochemistry of the oxygen coming in, going to where it needs to be, and then from the blood going to each cell to create a fire in the mitochondria, the furnace of the cell, and it ignites in some kind of energy pattern, and they don't really know how it happens except those chemicals. And then that fire that's burnt, and it's not real fire, it's just kind of how they describe it, that gives energy and sends it out to the body, as energy to animate whatever you want to be doing. Did I make it more difficult?
I love that explanation. And the fact how you get to see white light. You know, and that when the egg joins the sperm, that's what's being created or that's what's being given off. I think that is something I have never heard before, Sherry.
Wow, it was wonderful to experience. And my son, I'd always wanted a son, had two girls, love them to death. But the son, I don't know what that represented to me, some kind of spark to complete my life or what I was supposed to be doing, or it just felt like it completed my life. So now I can go do the next thing.
Fabulous. We're going to take one more quickie call, and then I want to really get into the politics here. Eric, you've been waiting a long time, so thank you for your patience, and welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Oh, well, thanks. I thought I was only waiting about 6 or 7 minutes, but no
big deal.
That to
me is a long time.
Anyway. Oh, okay. Well, cool. Well, I just I was fascinated by what you said, or what you said in your email about the voice and the sound of it, and so forth and so on. And I just wanted to ask your guest what she basically hears from me.
Eric has a lot of information about a lot of different things that he pulls together and shares and teaches it to other people. He lives by experience, and people want to be near him because of his experiences that he shares.
Wow. Well, it's interesting. I mean, as far as sharing information and stuff like that, I just I put together a major presentation last night and did it today for some of the team members and stuff like that. And it looks like the presentation is going to go agency-wide. And also I'm writing a book about combining two different techniques from different worlds that I kind of belong to, one the technical world and one the spiritual world, and looking at putting together a book for people who are trying to develop their own spiritual path. So, you hit that nail right on the head.
That is so good. In your name, I see that you're a natural leader, but your leadership really developed like after 40s is what it says, or possibly after 38. And that the truth is really, really important to you.
And it has a lot of curiosity.
Yeah, abundance of curiosity. I'm the proverbial cat that likes to get himself in trouble. But as far as leadership is concerned, I mean, I'm 48, and I've dealt over the past, I would say, 10 years or so. Most of my positions that I've worked have been either as a lead or a manager type position. So yeah, that's pretty true.
Yeah, well, I think you still got a lot of ways to go to blossom and really experience that outward even more and have more influence.
I think you're right.
So there's more people coming to him to work with him or under him.
Yeah, cool. So thank you for calling in, Eric. You get a little bit of both of us.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to take time for a minute, Sherry. We've got two young people that we keep hearing about in the news. Like, one of them is Malala, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, but it's Yousafzai or something. She's a Muslim and has people have tried to kill her, and she's written a book, and she's on television shows a lot, and she just has an incredible message. I've been lucky enough to hear her talk. And then there's Greta Thunberg, who's another person. They're both 16. And Greta now is talking to the UN and getting a lot of notoriety. And I would love it if, you know, you could compare, since Malala was shot by the Taliban but lived, and she's championing for truthful education for everyone to bring the world together, and really that women ought to be allowed to be educated just like men. And she's trying to make the world a better place. And Greta really gave a lecture to the UN and tried to tell the UN how they ought to be instead of how they are. And I was wondering if you've looked at and done readings off of their sounds and to give us information on both of these 16-year-olds.
I have, but there was a different reason why I did that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But when you look at Greta, and she has this sniveling grimace that says, "How dare you? How dare you leave me this crummy world, and you're torn it apart, and you're not doing enough?" And she's leading these kids, and the title, I hope I don't offend anybody, is "Get Your Shit Together." And she is saying that to adults. You are the blame for what is happening in our country. How dare you? I can't stand it. I won't accept that you won't give me a peaceful, wonderful, perfect world. And then on the other hand, another 16-year-old, she just turned 70. She was shot by the Taliban for educated, and she calls truthfully educating the women in Pakistan. And she, in front of the UN, instead of doing this blame, give me what I want immediately, because I won't accept anything else, she says, "It's such a pleasure to be here with people who are willing to take a stand and be leaders in the world and make a difference. And if we could all come together and educate people and be truthful and loving to each other instead of trying to tear people apart, that world would give people courage to be who they are, to be the best they can be." And she doesn't talk about the money that's going to take. Greta talks about, you know, get your act together and quit thinking about the money you're going to make. And Malala is saying that she hopes the world can become a better place because that's the right thing. And by working together and seeing the best in each of us, that's where our world could become a thriving place. Two totally different pictures. And I asked you earlier today, what's the difference in their names that is allowing the difference in these attitudes and perceptions? Is it only because they're from different countries?
No, When somebody has four or more A's in their name, and Malala has five, and when the more A's they have, the more spiritual. And if you only have one of a letter, you're working on the qualities of that at the base level of the physical level. And then if you have two of them, you're working at the qualities of that letter, but you're doing it at the emotional level. And if you have three of the same letter, you're working at the quality of that letter, but now you're doing it at the mental level. And four, you're doing it at the spiritual level. So with the minute you hit five, it says, I've got this mastered. I'm now teaching this. I'm now living this 100% on in all of my different bodies. And so Malala has five A's. And one of the qualities that an A represents is spirituality. And so with that, she gets it. She gets it to the core that she's going to be living a spiritual life and being sharing that spirituality and how she looks at things through those eyes.
That now, was her highest note of spirituality. And there's a story in her book, and I may not be telling it exactly right, that demonstrates this. There was a Taliban that had a gun on her and ready to shoot her, and she was threatening, or he was threatening her, and she said, "I don't blame you if you need to pull the trigger. I know that's your place in life. I don't hold that against you. I don't hold that against your family because that's the right thing for you to do at this moment. So if you need to, go ahead and shoot." And the guy got tears in his eyes and walked away.
Just amazing.
That's incredible. A killer, a Taliban, and you know how they're trained. She also said to him, "I don't blame you, your family, or your children. I never will. This is the way, the will of God."
You know, which is just amazing to stay in a loving place when, especially when you're physically being threatened as she was. I mean, it's hard enough when you're not being threatened, but let alone when you're, you know, when you're being threatened at the same time.
This is now, our next Mother Teresa.
Yes. Yes. And when we look at Greta's name, she has a combination in her name that says she likes to argue for the sake of arguing. She likes to debate for the sake of debating. It doesn't matter what she's saying. It doesn't matter which side she takes. It just that she wants to argue.
A lawyer. And her vocal pen, everything is scattered, all different pieces flying everywhere. And her core is like control. With Malala's, it's everything is collected together. There's no diverse thought. So it's just, when I look at Greta, that to me is a two-year-old throwing a tantrum because things aren't the way they want them to be. And when I look at Malala, it's like universal peace and loving and collecting people to her that think like she does, so there can be a mass of people who want this loving, truthful education for everyone. Because if we're truthful, the world will be a better place because the truth will set it all free. But there's much more to hers. Go on about Greta.
Well, what's interesting is, in Malala, it's what kind of people she brings to her, because that's always represented in the last name. It says that she can bring to her people that do not have discernment and that do not know their own worth and value, so that she can bring them into oneness. That's what her last name says. When I'm looking at Greta's, on who she brings to her are unstable, emotionally imbalanced people that are stuck in the physical without going into the mental, so that they're reacting on a physical plane instead of bringing in their mental cognition, and that just like to fight.
Well, think about her standing in front of world leaders and saying, you need to get your shit together, and because I'm not going to accept what you are or what you thought or what you did.
And it's like, you can accept it or reject it. It doesn't change what happened.
If my 16-year-old talked to me like that, I would not accept it. I would set him down and say, what makes you think you have the right to speak to me that way? In Greta's case about climate change, for every article she could give me about climate change pro, there's probably one that's the opposite. So she's taking a stand based on inexact information. And you really look at the core of that and says, okay, the earth tipped a bit, that's a problem. And this cycle of weather change has happened many, many years. And here's these political people here saying, you can't drive cars, whatever, but I can go campaign on a big airplane that only I'm on. So somewhere in there it's some truth.
Disconnected.
But it's disconnected from reality.
Right. Which is just amazing that you can see so much from the sounds of their voices. We're going to take Eileen. You've had plenty of patience with us. Eileen from California. Is Eileen still with us? I guess not.
While we're waiting for her, I want to say something about Nancy Pelosi and the Hit Squad. They are both pushing toward giving 16-year-old kids the right to vote. And that's why I did the contrast between the two 16-year-olds. It's a matter of attitude and being raised. But there is a more sinister plot here. Who wants everything free? Think about your 16-year-old kids. Who wants to do it their way? And they don't care if you want their room clean. The people who are the kids who want what they want and they don't care what it costs you to get it, and they throw tantrums and hate you and whatever.
Right.
These are the people, that's the age of the 16-year-olds that they want to put the right to vote in their hands. Nancy Pelosi won't even listen to AOC, who's 29 or 30 years old, much less would she ever listen to a 16-year-old. This is just making their voting base bigger toward what they want, which is kind of socialism, which is where 16-year-olds, a lot of them, are coming from. I hear Don in the background there.
Yeah, and he can't hear us because he's on that phone. He forgot to mute him out before getting that phone, and I'm so sorry about that. What's interesting when you're talking about the possibility of giving a vote to a 16-year-old because they are more easily influenced because of their life experience, which I think is why she wants to give them the vote, is that our founding fathers chose that nobody could vote until they were 21. But the majority of our founding fathers were metaphysicians. And the reason they chose 21 as the age is because they believed as a group that you have until you're 21 years old to relearn or re-experience and gather the knowledge that you would have had from the past before you got here, whether you get it from reincarnation, whether you get it from someplace else, but that you have until age 21 to have the life experiences so that, you know, you have that background, you have that knowledge, and starting on your birthday at 21, you're starting new experiences and now you're continuing from where you left off before. And that's why they picked 21. And then we went to 18 because the military people said if, and others said that if the soldiers were old enough to die for the country, they ought to be able to vote in the country.
Yes.
And that's why that changed.
Well, there's two more pieces to this. Harris, the one that's running for president at the Democratic ticket, she was on stage the other day and said, there ought to be 2-3 more hours of school per day for children, which is goes along with what Elizabeth Warren said. And I couldn't hardly believe this. She wants to do away with all the charter and parochial schools and make everybody go to the same school because the children in the schools that aren't doing very well are disadvantaged by these charter schools. We can't allow that. So make all the charter people go to the lower schools. So make everybody dumb down. Why not give more money to make the schools equal instead of dragging the school down to meet that school, which is inferior? So look at that. Let's get rid of the good schools and let's make the children go to school longer. I just think this is dumb.
I just think it's taking away free will and it gives them more time to brainwash them.
Yes. And you know, look at this new thing that's coming out with HPV papilloma. They're now saying they want this papilloma shot, which is for cervical warts, for preschool kids to have it. That's ludicrous. Diane Harper, who helped develop this, said it should never be given to anybody under 15. Now they're making a law that even men, 9 to 45, have to get the papilloma shot. It's for cervical warts. Cervix, head of the uterus,
nuts.
Female, have babies, crazy stuff. And they're pushing it through.
Well, it's crazy what's going on right now. When you look at Nancy Pelosi's name, her sounds of her voice, what does it tell you that her motivation is? Where is she coming from?
About a month ago, she really radically changed. She and Adam Schiff both changed from mental lawyer-type minds, control-type minds, I don't want to say minds, emotions, to they changed about a month ago to all blue, all emotional. And it wasn't their idea, and they didn't have a foundation for it. So about a month ago, they radically changed to some emotional plan. And I've looked at Adam Schiff's voice. He and Nancy both know that Adam Schiff is expendable, and he expects to be expended within a month or so, more like a month.
Wow. I wonder how that would sit with him or sit with any of us if we knew that in a month we were expendable. You know,
He's doing this for ego on a fantasy level. So somebody has promised him a position or something in return for him taking this attitude, this stance of this farce that they're trying to call. I can't even think of an impeachment.
Impeachment, yeah. So,
but he knows that it's a false narrative, and he knows that he's going to go. He's not going to be there very. You can see it in his words and where they lay down on his vocal print. He knows he's leaving.
Wow, to be able to tell that just from hearing a voice, I think is absolutely incredible. I want to look at two others that there's a lot of controversy around to see what their voice analysis says. And one of them is on Biden on the Ukraine cover-up.
He is guilty. He is doing obfuscation. He thinks, and Nancy Pelosi thinks this too, if she says something, and this was before the blue came along a month or so ago, if she said something and went straight to the ears of God and became gospel, she totally believes that. One of them was, read the Obamacare to see what's in it. She thought that was totally okay and legitimate. And then you have people like Jonathan Gruber, who was doing Obamacare also. And he said, the American people are too stupid to know what they need or even to know what they want. And he was instrumental in getting Obamacare through. And he was totally telling the truth that the group that was pushing Obamacare thinks the people are too stupid to know what's good for them. That attitude is going to get them buried. And I don't mean they're going to get killed. This is what they're trying to say is going to be buried. I don't want to get arrested for saying they're going to get killed.
Right. Thank you. Okay, so we have another caller I want to slide in here before we do more. Aileen from California. Aileen, you're on Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank,
what would you like to
thank
know?
Thank you. Hi. Okay, so this is my voice. What do I need to say? Do I need to say something or...
I'm not getting much from your voice at all.
You're not? Okay.
It seems that you're the type of person who, if you want me to know something, you will, but you have this whole field of stuff, of personality, that you don't share with people unless you make this decision to do it. So I'll need more than 10 words or so. So just talk to me about
the
day.
Okay, so what could I say? Oh, my day, I had amazing, things are totally shifting today, with my work, with my employer. It's taking a major turn, as of today, and, possibly facing, a total change as of tomorrow. Yes.
So does that mean you're leaving where you're working, or does that mean you're getting a promotion?
Well, what happens is that, I had I sat down with my employer when I ended up working daytime back in May. We spent about 3 hours with, having a meeting of the mind, and everything was beautiful. I got his full agreement, and I got to, give him all of the opportunity to check with anyone in his life that he wanted, his accountant. He said, no, everything is beautiful. And now all of a sudden, he is reneging everything, and it's
okay,
his no
that's
way.
Enough of the story.
And
he's talked wonderfully.
Yeah.
So, Aileen, hold it there.
Yeah.
Sherry, could you pick up anything with that much talking?
A lot of yellow, a lot of words, a lot of wanting her own way, and some of the rest of it I don't want to talk about on air.
Okay. There we go. Aileen, I would encourage you to go to soundhealthportal.com and then go to the bio diet, and because it's one of Sherry's campaigns, and you can put your voice in there and get an analysis that way, and it's absolutely free. And if you don't have something to write on right away, on my website, knowthename.com, under the schedule page, you just go to today's date, click on it, all the information about Sherry's right there. Thank you for calling in, Aileen. Sherry, got a question for you.
Okay.
There's been predictions out there that there will be another Trump in the White House after Donald Trump, and they don't say how many people down the road like are in between. But so I'm just curious, is there something in the name between Ivanka's voice and Donald Jr.'s voice that would indicate which one would more than likely be wanting to step into that role?
As you say it now, it'd be Donald Jr. Ivanka is a tough lady, but I don't think that she would want that position.
Okay, and perhaps that's why Donald Jr. is writing books now and getting out there more, so that people can get used to him or know him better. I was going to say he was just on The View this morning.
Yeah, he took him to task, too. One of the things I see about the Trump family is they can't be controlled, and that's what is going on and why they want him out of here. It's not part of the swamp. He can't be persuaded with money. He's got whatever he needs, and the only way they're going to be able to go after him is through somebody he loves. So watch that next. If they can't get him, they'll try to pressure him like they did with Flynn and go after his kids. But his kids are drawn back a lot. They could do a lot more than they're doing, but the pressure put on them in turn puts pressure on the dad.
Yeah, well, but you look at his children, and, you know, if you'd put politics aside, and you just look at how his kids turned out, successful, able to communicate clearly. They hold their position well. I love their posture, every single one of them. You know, they stand in their own. And if you look at their names, they're all CEOs or leaders in a different way. Okay, as we're looking at their names. And I thought, just if you look at his Donald Trump's ability to be a dad, he was an excellent father. Because you look at that from the result of the kids and how they've turned out.
And Don Jr. is very angry about them picking on Barron. So he has that same protectiveness against all the people in his family. And I think he'd be a good leader. I don't know if they think he's old enough or brass enough or would take on enough. But I hadn't heard that before, but I'll consider it and I'll look at it. One that I also think is not in the family, but would be a good support for Trump is Tulsi Gabbard, if that's her last name, I think it is. They would clash, and they're both kind of snarky sometimes, but they get the job done, and they don't let a personality get in the way.
You know, that's how I look at when different people ask me to analyze Donald Trump's name. It's like I know people are polarized on either side of that. But in a name is always the positive and always the challenges. And so if I say something positive, everybody's going to go, oh, she's a Trump supporter. And if I say the challenges, they're going to say, oh, she's against Trump. And it's not for or against what a person's doing. It's literally, this is their role. This is what their soul came to learn. And everybody has positives. Because you need to have the positives and able to accomplish what the soul wanted. And we all have seven things that we've come to learn as a soul, seven challenges. And one of the challenges in Donald Trump's name, according to his name, is that he's got a short fuse. It's one of the four combinations that to me says temper. But each combination gives me a different reason for the temper. And in Donald's name, it says he has a short fuse and a lack of patience for systems that do not work. It's not people, it's systems. That's how that shows up in his name. And so is that verified from your system of sounds? Do you get the same thing?
That's a new perspective, but it totally fits in to everything that I see about his name. You know, I did not vote for Donald Trump because he was Donald Trump. I voted against Hillary Clinton. And I'm certainly glad I did, because the results of what Trump is doing is for the people. Now, I don't much like what he's doing with the environment. Maybe he'll learn and clean it up. But it's for the people not to line his pocketbook. And they hate him because they can't control him, and they knew they couldn't from the start. Is that D in his name? Because that, to me, stands for, I'm going to stand here for justice, and if you get by me, you're going to have to kill me.
Well, the D's in namology science, and if you look at just the name Donald, so this would be true for any Donald, and then how they utilize it would be showing in the last name. But all the Donalds say, the D stands for religion, and it says you have a moral, ethical base based on your religious understandings of your relationship with God. And so how that was taught or what that looks like then shows up in the person's last name. How are they utilizing that? But I think it's interesting in the name Donald that it starts with D's, which is the divine, and it ends with D. So it's a different thing when we're looking at it.
I haven't found anything in his voice that's deceptive. Now, I have found where he's withholding. And about 3 weeks ago, he started to withhold a lot in his voice. And then all of a sudden, the stuff about, I can't even remember the guy's name that was killed. And he didn't tell Pelosi and he didn't tell Schiff. He told some other people. So he knows now, he's learning who to trust.
Right. Abu something was the guy's name from ISIS.
Yes. And you could see that whatever was going on in his life, he was holding back. And I thought, oh, is he weakening? Because that's been the strength. They picked on the wrong guy. He's not going to give up ever. And when I saw that him receding with that, I thought maybe they finally got to him. But it was this, Baghdadi is his name. It was him. And then he started giving more information, but I've never caught him in a lie. But Schiff is a fibber. I don't know if I'm allowed to say he's a liar. And Hillary, and they're almost identical to Obama. And the other one that Schiff and Biden and Pelosi are like when they talk about American government and the money of American government, their vocal prints are almost identical to George Soros, which means he's behind it somewhere.
Ken, there's people that are saying that the real original Hillary Clinton has passed on and that there's stand-ins, not clones, but stand-ins or others that look so much like her that's now playing the role. And I know that William Mount says that like we're on number six, Hillary Clinton. So my question with that is, you know, that's hard to believe for some and easy to believe for others. And my question is, if the Hillary Clintons are stand-ins, would you be able to detect that in their voices?
I think I would. It would be like a split personality, a bipolar. But hers are very consistent since we started taking them. With, like when she's running and then she says, I'm back, and then comes out with the Benghazi stuff, they're all very consistent. Control, fantasy, I'll lie to you and tell you what I think you need to know because I know best.
You know, I love the fact that you have a machine developed where you can actually hear somebody's voice and it prints it out and let you know what's going on, and that you have this incredible ability to have developed this machine in the first place. Would you tell everybody like how to get a hold, be able to do that one more time, website one more time, and what's all available? Because your website is intense. I mean, there's so much good stuff on there.
Well, we did it because we wanted to give people the tools and solutions to how they can do everything I do for themselves, and they never need me, because I realize, I mean, I'm in my 70s now, and when I die, this would have died with me. I could have been a multimillionaire instead of poverty person and give everything away, but I wanted people to have it. They can work on their own at soundhealthportal.com, and there's software there, but mainly there's tutorials and education. We have almost 500 tutorials that are listed there. They can do this on their own. There's textbooks, there's tutorials, there's live classes. Right today and tomorrow, we're doing a two-day free class for people to learn this on their own, and we're giving them the software, the easy software, so they can learn this from the ground up. And that's soundhealthoptions.com, and that's all about the classes, the levels of classes, what you get, what you can do with it, with a lot of doctors coming in, because we have a diagnostic tool now that'll get to root cause in about, I can do it in about 7 minutes. Other people take maybe a half hour to do it. But there's so much misdiagnosis with what's going on, like with Parkinson's, for instance, that we just did. They're really getting diagnosed with Parkinson's when they really have a tetanus problem or a glycine problem. And we can immediately look at that easily. So we want everybody to have access to that. So that's why we built the website. The Sound Health Options has a lot of videos. They're all free. Miracles of Non-Medicine is about all the doctors that work with us. We have classes every week. We have people on our show every Sunday. So we want to make it so people can know themselves by looking at the little nano voices, what we're telling people, and know how to look at the predictive part of what's coming up on them. We just had a guy in the other day, and he had three things that were so obvious: catalase, calcitonin, and vitamin A. And when those go together, the body is ripe for cancer. And these are things that people can use our software to see what's coming. But we want to teach people to do it because I'm too busy. Give me the hard cases, and I do a lot of those. But the easy things like their nutrition every day or what's going to happen to a muscle, they can monitor all that themselves. I think I want to see somebody come home and say, okay, house, I'm home, what's going on? And they'll say, oh, you're very low in vitamin A. Let's make some carrot soup.
Yes, I can. So we are at the tail end of our show. Sherry, as always, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to say this is Sharon Lynn Wyatt, host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. Thank you for joining us, and good night.